Guess what, guys?
We're not doctors.
No, we are not.
So if you're going to be making any major medical decisions, please consult your doctor.
That includes diets, surgeries, and exercise.
We love you guys.
And we want you to continue to be in our OSLP family forever.
So be careful and consult your doctor.
Yeah.
Yeah. Guys, we all need our vitamins after surgery, regardless of what you think.
Yes.
It's a must.
Yes. So why not choose the easiest and the best tasting in the community?
Seriously, it's ProCare, guys. ProCare is so delicious. I use their chewable for over a year. That's how I know.
Yes, and I love their capsules.
Yes.
Love them. They're once a day. I take them at night. Easy peasy. And my labs are fantastic.
Yeah, our labs are great. And I've actually switched to the capsules and I take those at night now. So if you guys need your iron, they have them with iron and they have them iron free. They even have calcium chews.
Yes, the calcium chews. Perfect. They have mocktail ones, chocolate. They have also some caramel and a cinnamon roll.
They're freaking delicious. So go over to procarenow.com and use our code OSLP to save some money.
Prepping and measuring your food post-op is a beast all in itself. But Portion Perfection has actually made it super, super simple. They have bowls, plates, and even a lunch bag called the Kit and Carry where you can have all of the system ready to go.
Yeah, we love carrying that thing around with us. It's so much easier to pack your lunch, your snacks, especially when you're on a road trip. That thing is a lifesaver.
Yes.
So if you want to get these things to help your journey, just go over to portionperfection.com and use our code 15OSLPOD. And again, that's 15OSLPOD. And you can also go over to our Amazon storefront to pick out any of those that you would like to use. If you could take a quiz today about weight loss surgery, how well do you think you would score? Well, there is an app for that, and it's called NutriHealth.
Yes, it has 12 modules. You watch a video, read an article, and then you get to take the quiz. If you want to be the most prepared for the journey that lies ahead, go over to NutriHealth.com and put our Sleeve Life podcast as your provider. All know how difficult post-op life can be.
Yeah, it's pretty freaking hard, guys.
Yes. And so a way to make it a little bit easier is by joining the Tribe membership program. It has been created by a registered dietitian. She's actually the Sleeve Dietitian on Instagram. Her name is Jamie. And she's created this whole membership program just to support us.
Yeah, like we've had her on the podcast. We love her to freaking death. And then two, like she has full experts in their field that help you. And they've had bariatric surgery, almost every one of them.
Yes.
And the Sleeve Dietitian is freaking smart because she has almost a support group every single day, guys. Yes. You're going to get an email. It's going to tell you which ones are for today. And you can just sign up and hang out with people that are just like you. Mm-hmm. And I've even used the journal prompts. I'm into journaling, and that was way helpful to just go somewhere that can help you and just get your mind going.
Yes.
So if you need this kind of support, which a lot of us do, go to her website and use our code OSLP at checkout to get your discount.
Welcome back, OSLP family. Yeah.
Welcome, welcome.
I think that one was not as energetic as we normally are, but that is okay.
I felt it.
I did not feel it.
You weren't.
You were listening to our Sleeve Life podcast, and this is Kelly.
This is Mel.
And you have us in our Christmas sweaters. If you were watching this on YouTube, you would see what kind of Christmas sweaters.
Why aren't you on YouTube watching?
Yes.
Go over there.
Click the little bell.
Hit
the subscribe so you are notified when we have new videos, which is every week.
Every Tuesday.
Yes, because our patrons get them first.
They do.
They get them for a full 10 days before you do.
Mm-hmm.
So the other thing you might want to do, go over to our Patreon. Patreon.com/OSLP. And I don't know how many times I have to say it, but... Will you please all go over there? Because we love supporting you guys as much as we love the support from you guys.
Yes.
And we get to support you by having a special tier just for our Facebook support group, which is called the Winner's Bench.
The Benjies.
Yes. Woo-hoo. Our badass Benjies. And we have over 200 people in that group now. And it is insane.
And correct me if I'm wrong. But if you're a Benchie for 3 months, don't you get a badass Benchie sticker?
You do.
Oh, you do.
Every tier comes with a little merch thing that gets sent out.
Yeah.
I believe the $7 one is a sticker. $10 one is a mug.
Ooh.
And I think the
sweater
top one is the sweater.
Yeah.
The hoodie. So if you want to sign up, which I highly recommend you do, because we just talked about support.
I know.
And support is needed. Support is much needed. And especially when you are new to this world, you need all the support you can get. We actually have some great questions that people ask single day. And everybody comments. Everybody's very supportive. And none of that negative things that we don't like to hear.
Not at all.
And speaking of negative things, that's what we're going to cover today.
No, we're going to jump right in.
But really, I mean, that's what we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about holiday eating, those unwanted comments. A few weeks ago, we had posted a couple reels where it was all about unwanted comments and responses.
Yeah.
So we just want to go in more in depth.
Well, and what's kind of funny about this, which isn't really funny, but
it's never funny.
You know how much I was always like, I hate the questions. I hate the comments. I hate that stuff. Like,
that's why you were so quiet about
your. Yeah. So this is like near and dear to me because it's everything I fucking hate.
Yes.
Like everything I was afraid of. It's so annoying. Yes. So,
as much as we hate hearing, it's the easy way out.
It's the easy way out.
This is one of those things because really what it comes down to is people think that they have a right to comment on what you put in your mouth.
Yes.
And unless they are attached to what goes in your mouth, they have no say.
None.
I mean, really, because we're not children anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And I did see a post that was very interesting the other day. And I think I showed you on Monday that it's hard to grow up in a world where you are constantly being told, take two more bites or you need to finish your plate.
Oh, yes.
How can people, kids, grow into adults with a healthy view on food if that's what we're teaching our kids?
Yeah. Finishing your plate.
I totally understand, like, hey, you've only eaten corn. Take a few bites of your chicken.
Right, right.
Like, that,
there's rules
that's
to this.
Different.
Yeah.
But I think, like, if a kid says they're full, like, we need to respect those fullness cues.
Yeah.
And I'm not a parent. But I have grown up with lots of kids in my life. Mm-hmm. And I feel like there is a difference between, like, we need to learn, because I was never taught what a fullness cue was.
Oh, not at all.
Like, you ate and you finished your plate.
Yeah. Like, I didn't know that there was actual cues until I was in adulthood.
Yeah. No, I had no idea.
Like, in my 20s.
Like, you know, when you're hungry. But
yeah.
How do you know you're full?
Like, only time I knew I was full is if it hurt. So I just thought that was the signal of stop eating.
That is exactly what I thought.
When there's other signals.
Well, and here's the thing. Like, I'm now, you know, I'm doing this medication.
Yes.
It's helping me recognize the fullness cues, right?
Correct.
I always thought that when I felt it kind of up here or the restriction, that's when I was full.
Okay, I thought that too for a long time.
That's not what I'm experiencing now.
Oh, what are you experiencing?
Like, there's a, and I think a lot of us, so this is why I wanted to go into this, like, eating world, because I'm going to veer off this for a second and then I'll come back.
Like always, that's what we do.
Yeah, intuitive eating, right? We talk a lot about listening to yourself, listening to your body. Are you hungry? Are you
angry, tired.
Yeah, like listening to yourself. Mm-hmm. And especially with intuitive eating.
Yeah.
You're trying to really listen to yourself.
Yeah.
The problem with it is that we have all grown up in a very toxic world of food.
Oh, yeah.
It's a hamster wheel that is constantly turning, especially for me. I'm talking about myself. You might relate. It's a constant hamster wheel of, what am I eating? Okay, I'm full. Okay, what am I eating? I'm full. Like, there's a constant thought process. Mm-hmm. What's in the food? What's in the fridge? What's in the pantry? Oh, there's Oreos. Stop thinking about Oreos. You don't need Oreos. Okay, you're a piece of shit because you just ate the Oreos. Like, it's a constant wheel of food.
Your wheel is harsher than my wheel.
Oh, my wheel is very harsh. Yeah. Or it would be cooking dinner and I'm taking snacks. I'm eating little bites here and there. So by the time I actually get to eating dinner, I'm full.
Right.
But I need to eat dinner.
Yeah.
So then I eat, and this is before, right?
Mm-hmm.
I would be like, okay, I'll have a few bites and then I'll feel that restriction and then I'll stop.
Yeah.
But the fact is that by the time you're feeling that restriction, you've been full.
Oh, for a while.
For a while.
Your brain just hasn't caught up to it. Like that whole 20 minutes is a real thing.
It's a real thing.
Even though it's like, I don't know why people are annoyed that that's a true statement.
I don't know why either, because it is a very true statement. Yeah. Have you ever eaten a meal and then 20 minutes later you hiccup and you're like, oh, I was full.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's kind of the same thing. Like, you don't know you're full.
No, you don't.
And that's one thing this medication has kind of taught me, is that there is a different fullness cue. There is a lot of us in this world don't have that fullness cue. We do not have that, satisfaction cue.
Yeah. Because we don't know what it is. We've never been explained.
We've never experienced it.
No.
And even right after surgery, I was telling Mel this, I never stopped wanting food. I may not have been hungry. I didn't feel that hungry cue.
Okay.
But I never stopped wanting food.
See, mine's a different experience.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that's why I say most.
Yeah.
Because not everybody's experience is the same.
No, it just depends on what your obsession is, right? So like, I think for me, my obsession at that time was working out and it had nothing to do with food. But I've also realized by listening to you talk, like, I've never had that hamster wheel of like thinking about, how do I explain this? So like, yes, I think about food, but it's in a different matter. It's always about like breakfast, lunch, dinner. I'm never thinking about snacks. I'm never thinking about dessert, like, unless it's been brought into my attention.
Okay.
So like, even back then, I would just overeat what the food
when
was.
When you were eating.
It was awful. Yeah.
Yeah.
So whatever I had in front of me, then I would eat all of it. But but my brain wasn't like constantly thinking about food.
Okay.
And so that's why like I would be an asshole to myself after I ate all of the amount of food that I just ate.
Okay.
So that's where I was still mean to myself. Yeah. I would just dig at myself and call myself names about it. But it wasn't the constant that you have, unfortunately, fortunately for me.
Yeah.
But because that sucks, because I think like your brain was always thinking, boom, boom, boom.
And that's why I eat at night.
Yeah.
Because when I'm laying there, I don't have a distraction because Zach's asleep.
Right.
I'm watching TV, and one of my favorite things to watch are cooking shows. So, and like right now, being the holiday season that it is, I like to watch the cookie decorating shows because I think they're really cool to see what people come up with.
It's beautiful.
But then I'm like, ooh, what's in the pantry?
Yeah.
Oh, what's in the fridge? Oh, there's nutty bars? Cool. I don't need one. I don't need one. I don't need one. Okay, so I'm getting up and I'm eating it.
You see how your brain just went from one to the other, right? So that's exactly what like the commercials and what the food industry is trying to do to us. So is like, if you put it in front of you, then you'll think about it, then you'll go get it. So it's like, how do we avoid? So during the holiday season, it's going to be all over.
It's all over because the holiday seasons in America are
sweets.
Solely focused on sweets.
Yeah. So what do we do? How do we combat that? Because it's like, it's going to be at your work offices, right? Mm-hmm. It's going to be at the potlucks you go to. Mm-hmm. It's going to be at the little like friends dinners or whatever we call them.
Friendsgivings or friendsmas or whatever.
Yeah, I was trying to figure out what was the Christmas one.
Yeah.
So like
Friendsmas.
So we have to figure out how do we combat that. And I think like starting off is you like if you know you're going to like a Christmas party or a function, you better be hydrated and protein upped.
Yes.
I think that is fucking key.
I think that if you
during the holiday season,
always get your water and your protein, right? But I think when you're heading into a function where a lot of us use food as a distraction or a coping mechanism.
Correct. Yes.
So if you don't get along with your family or you don't feel like you quite fit in with your family and you're going to a function with a bunch of your family, you're going to use food as a distraction because it's there.
Yeah.
And so I think what you're saying is correct. If you're fully hydrated and you've had all your protein for the day, you can justify having a little bit of what's out there, right?
Oh, totally. You can have that champagne with everybody. Uh-huh. You can have that little slice of cake or cheesecake or whatever the deal is. And you won't one, feel bad. And two, you're not going to be mean to yourself.
Well,
at least I wasn't.
I would be.
You
still
would be. See, I wouldn't because I'd be like, fuck yeah, I at least got these things in. Yeah. That's the critical. Now we can go play.
That's what I'm trying to change my brain
into
thinking that it's like, as long as I got these things, like, I'm still doing well.
Yeah.
And I think one of the comments you hear a lot when you go to these functions, especially if you're open about having surgery, right?
Yeah.
So people that don't know you have surgery, they just think you're losing weight. And they'll still make comments. Aunt Karen, Uncle Gary, whatever you want to, whoever they
Chad.
Are. Chad. I don't know what Chad did, but Chad did something
he
to did. Mel.
He must have.
They make comments like, should you be eating that? You're eating dessert? I thought you're not supposed to have carbs or sweets off when yeah. you have surgery. You know, there's certain comments that people make that are very uncalled for. Mm-hmm. They're very uncalled for. And I think having a response prepared just in case is never a bad idea.
It's very smart.
I think it's a smart idea.
Because when you're at these functions, depending on how post-op you are, you might be intoxicated. And I would like to prepare all of our people and audience to understand we're lightweights now. And if you at least have a prepared response yep. when someone's being shitty, yep. you can just pop that one off that you already have prepared yep. and just keep moving.
And just keep moving on with your
but
life.
But if you don't have one prepared, you might be a smartass like me and say some things that maybe you don't regret later, but you're like, ah, shit.
Yes.
So.
So. Part of our responses, let me just pull this up here. Of course, I don't have them.
I got them.
Okay.
So am I naming the responses?
Yeah, let's do some responses. Okay. Because I think that the response is what we need to go over.
Yeah.
Because we all know those comments. We've right. all gotten those comments. And I think having something prepared ahead of time.
Mm-hmm.
And you do not have to be snarky.
No, not at all.
You can literally just say, here's a boundary and this is what I'm doing. And you don't get to be the deciding factor on what I have a plan for.
Now, so. And I just wanted to preface this. Like, we did find this on the Balanced Nutritionist Instagram.
Yes.
She is amazing and she has great tips. So go over there and follow her.
Yes.
Because this inspired this episode.
It did inspire this episode yeah. because I was like, you know what? We're heading into the holiday season.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, we're already in the holiday season and this is families have weird dynamics.
Well, and I feel like just families bother us more than anybody else.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like their little digs, their little comments.
Yeah.
Because what one person might perceive as like a normal comment mm-hmm. to me would be like, nah, she's being a bitch.
Yeah.
Like that was a snotty yeah. ass comment.
Yeah.
So it's way different with fucking family and mm-hmm. you have like. Somehow we have this rule. We all have to be together.
Or you can just take off to Mexico.
Or you can be a Kelly and just peace the fuck out for Thanksgiving. Peace. But you'll be here for Christmas.
I will be here for Christmas. So I actually have already like my house. Yeah,
you've already been there and back.
Decked.
So
decked out.
Decked out.
It is prepared for Christmas.
Ooh, Friday. Okay. Anyways.
Okay.
So of course the number one thing is to ignore it, right? You ignore it, you walk away,
yeah,
be the bigger person.
Don't give it any merit.
Right?
Just
so I would say, you know, that's grandma. If grandma's being a little brat, maybe, you know, just keep walking.
Just keep walking.
You know, just
or
be like,
just
we love her.
Just ignore the comment and bring up something else.
Right? Just be know? Like, oh, Nana, how's the home? Just
yeah, exactly.
like, just go right
exactly.
into, you know, just pivot the conversation.
Pivot the conversation.
Now, let's say you get another comment.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you could just say, I'd love... If we didn't talk about dieting or weight today. And
I like that response so much because
yeah.
I think a lot, and me especially, mm-hmm. around the holidays, around, you know, specific times of the year, I'm like, I just want to focus on mm-hmm. A, B, and C.
Yeah.
I don't want to have to think about my weight right now because I think about it all day long. I live in this bottom body.
This bottom body.
I live in it. So when I'm with my family, I don't want to talk about what's going on
dieting
in my body.
And weight.
Yeah. yeah. And mm-hmm. dieting in itself is just a toxic.
I don't even like calling it dieting. Like,
well, I mean, people always say, like, I'll talk to people, they'll be like, yeah, I really need to lose weight. Or I need to lose 5 pounds.
Yeah.
I need to lose 10 pounds. And it's just like, well, why don't we talk about what you're grateful for?
Well,
this year?
Just like
what's happened since last time?
Yeah, what fun things have you been a part of? Mm-hmm. Like, tell me your life. Let's not talk about like your shape. yeah. in your weight today.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
And if you're feeling funky and you're like me, I would just be like, it's Thanksgiving. I don't give a fuck. And I just keep going.
It's true, because you're going to eat things. The proper way, let's take a second and go back to like when you're there and you're building your plate. Let's just keep in mind that you need to have a large portion of protein on your plate. Depending yeah. on how what stage you're at.
Here's a tip. Bring your portion perfection plate.
That is a good tip.
Easy peasy.
Yep.
Bring and your the portion Tupperware, plate. Whatever.
Yep.
And you know what? Don't care what people think because you brought your own plate. You're the smarter one.
You are the smarter one. So make sure that it has a large portion of protein.
Yep.
Put some veggies in there for fiber.
Mm-hmm.
And then grab some things you enjoy, man.
Please.
If you like deviled eggs, get a deviled egg.
Fuck
if
yeah.
you like a little of the sweet potatoes with the marshmallows on top, mm-hmm. put a little section on your plate. You don't have to eat it all, but at least enjoy it.
Yeah. And I love the fact that you name the two things I don't like about Thanksgiving
yeah, I don't.
Or Christmas.
Well, I
food.
Like deviled eggs. I don't like sweet potatoes.
I don't like either. I love eggs, but not
deviled.
No, well, not deviled.
I love
that's just a
eggs.
Fart in my mouth and I don't like it.
It is not.
Gross.
It's delicious. Delicious. I like the stuffing and the mashed potatoes.
Mine's the mashed potatoes.
Yeah. That's my and love. So I always usually make a ham. Mm-hmm. I have my portion of ham. Then I have my little bit of stuffing, have my little bit of mashed potatoes, and a little bit of green bean bake.
There you go. And I know. Good. I love me a good green bean
yeah.
casserole or bake yep. or whatever. Yep. Yeah.
With
yeah.
extra of the crunchy onions.
Because I blanch my...
Oh, you make it from scratch. Mm-hmm. I do not.
Oh, it's fucking bomb from scratch,
no,
man.
No, I'm good. I do not
I'll make you one, though.
You can make
I'll
it.
I'll make you one.
I'm not a good cook. I'm not a good cook.
It's fair.
So,
it's fair.
Yeah, I just... I'll do it from...
From the box.
From okay. the cans and okay. the stuff that you pour in and mix. And
well, I mean, I still use some things are still in like, I use the cans,
yeah.
but I don't use the box. Everything else is all fresh and amazing.
Okay.
So I was going to say like, so say if like Uncle Tom is like, are you sure you should be eating that? That's where Melanie is going to be the goofball and be like, yeah, it's Thanksgiving. I'm going to eat what I want. Mm-hmm. Like, you can make it very just you personality. Mm-hmm. Like, just be you. Like, that's what we say all the time. So however you want to convey to someone that it's fine, like, leave me alone, you can.
Well, I think a good response for me would be, yes, I do want to eat all this. And I feel comfortable with my team of doctors and myself. I've made this plan. I'm good with it. Thank you for checking on me, though.
She's so detailed.
Well, I mean,
I
really,
love it.
Because what are they going to say after that?
Oh, nothing.
There's nothing
you
they can
literally
say.
Like shut down.
Yeah. And that's what I'm saying. Like boundaries. You can set boundaries, even small ones like that. Like,
yeah.
Are you sure you should be eating that? Yes. I've planned for this. Me and my team are good with this. Mm-hmm. I feel comfortable with it. We're done.
And then I'm going to lean over and be like, she has a team. She has a team, guys.
I have a team of people.
That's right.
Because I think it's just the comments that people don't realize are hurtful.
Oh, for reals. They have no idea.
If you respond with that, they'll be like, oh, cool.
Yep. They'll go, oh, okay. And they keep on walking.
Well, but if they keep on going, you can say, I'm not discussing this with you anymore.
Yeah. Because it even says here, yes, setting boundaries can be uncomfortable when it comes to friends and families. But your comfort is not less important than the comfort of the other person who needs the boundary.
Yes.
So you are important here and you matter. And if you need to set a boundary, you set a fucking boundary.
Yeah. Don't hesitate to do that. And don't feel bad that you're on a holiday and you're with family and you don't want to make a fuss. You don't have to make a fuss.
Yeah.
You can literally say, this is my boundary. I will not talk about this anymore.
You'd be like, I don't want to talk about food, dude.
Yep.
Yeah.
Let's get back to all the good things that happened this year. What happened since the last time I seen you?
Yeah. I'd be like, you broke your leg. Let's talk about that.
Yeah.
Like,
exactly.
How the fuck did that happen?
How did that happen?
Yeah. I like this next response because it's, I'm not worried about one day of eating. You shouldn't be either.
That's a good one because that's a total diet culture thing.
And throwback to you.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Because we are so consumed with if I'm going to eat, you eat like crap on vacation, right?
Yeah.
And then you come back and you're like, I ruined all my diet.
Mm-hmm.
Or you go out to dinner and you may have a piece of cheesecake and you're like, I just ruined all week.
Yeah.
One
no,
day.
No, you didn't.
Or one meal is not going to derail you.
No, you only... I guess
only if you let it.
Well, and if you want to say ruin, but like you only ruin that one meal. That's it. It's just that one thing, guys. Like, it's not ruining
it. Like, right? It's not. Everything deserves a place in your
life. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
If you enjoy cheesecake, you should make that work for you.
Right.
You know,
build it in.
I don't think you should ever say, and this is coming from somebody that literally cut out everything. Okay.
Yeah.
So I have been there. I don't feel anymore like you should have to cut everything out. I think everything has a place.
Everything has a place. You know your own triggers. So if you have a problem with a certain food or drink item and you don't want it in your life, then don't have it in your life. You don't have to. It's your life.
Those hunger cues, those fullness cues, those snacking cues.
Well, and I feel like going back to the cue stuff.
Yeah.
That fucking should be taught in health class.
It should.
Because you know what? Health class goes over a fuck ton of your your whole body. Right. Yep. So why are we not taught what the cues are? Because our parents don't fucking know what the cues are were never taught what the cues were. So it has to start somewhere. And I know they're thinking it's your medical professional, but I have never heard one doctor, even for Dylan, talk about food cues and what they are, what they look like, what they can be, because they're different. I think
that's something that you can teach your children. Being in this world, this bariatric community, we are very focused on mindfulness, hunger cues, fullness cues. You know, we're very focused on those things.
Yeah.
So why aren't we talking about it with our kids?
I know we should be talking about it with our kids, with our friends, with people at work, because no one knows what they are. I now know mine's the burps. That's my big one. Yours is the hiccups.
Yeah.
But I didn't know that until we started really honing in and figuring it out, because I didn't know the burps were my cue until 3 or 4 years later after surgery. Yeah. It wasn't right away.
Exactly.
I had no fucking idea. So.
I mean, I was still confused on why wouldn't the restriction be a fullness cue for me?
Right.
Because I was still not satisfied.
Mm-hmm.
So finding that satisfaction, that level of satisfaction and fullness.
Right.
That's what we're looking for. And that's what we should be teaching our kids, not to eat their entire plate.
Yeah. Because it almost makes me want to sit down with Dylan or just do a house meeting, since I have everybody living with me, and just be like, hey, guys, I learned about fullness cues.
Yeah.
These are what they can look like for you.
Yeah.
And it's not in the actual cue is not pain.
It is not pain.
Pain.
Please stop. If it is in your throat. Yes. In your throat.
That's a real fullness cue.
It is for many. But that by that point, you're already in.
That's what she said. Stop it. Moment. Yeah.
That's going beyond.
Yeah, it actually is.
It is beyond.
Because that means your stomach is too full, that it's coming up your esophagus.
Mm-hmm.
So that means that's too much food for your body to process. So we do, as a whole, just need to talk to our kids. So everybody, if you have children, go talk to them. If you have friends, go talk to them. Go tell them.
Yeah.
And back to the script.
Back to the script.
All right. Please don't talk about my weight/food. It makes me very uncomfortable. So just literally just putting it out there.
Yeah. I mean, this conversation is making me uncomfortable. Let's not talk about my body or my food.
Yeah. I like it.
And what response could you possibly have? I mean, I'm sure some asshole out there has a response to that, but most people are going to respect that.
Most people would be like, you know what? I respect that. I've said that makes me uncomfortable. And people were like, yeah. Thank you for letting me know.
Yeah.
Because most people won't say that.
Mm-hmm.
And people that do, they really respect it, because you're like, oh, because you had to get out of your comfort zone to tell someone you're uncomfortable.
Yes. And I realize that I am one of those people that it makes me very, very, very uncomfortable to set a boundary.
Yes.
I don't like setting them because I don't want to inconvenience anybody. I do not want anybody to hate me, not like me anymore. But after setting some, I'm getting more comfortable with saying, you know what? I really would prefer you not do that.
Yeah.
Like I did one in Dallas. She did with me.
Yeah. I know. Don't call her sweetie, right?
Sweetie.
No, yeah, sweetie.
I don't know why. It just bugs me. It makes my skin crawl. I don't like it. And I tried to like it because Mel uses that term a lot, but I was like, and so I was like, you know what? I really would just prefer tell me. You not call me sweetie. And she was like, oh,
cool.
Okay. All right, cool. I can do that. Yep. I can do that. And she slipped up once.
I did. I felt it too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I was like, I'll leave it alone. Yep. You're fine.
You were driving.
Yeah.
And making a right turn.
Yep. Yep.
I remember that's how distinct I was like, shit, I said it.
Yeah, and I was like, nope, I'm just going to let that one fly. It's fine. But,
I love it.
I mean, I prefer, I think you should get.
No.
If you call me, no caller ID, I am not going to answer.
No.
That's just what
Leave
that
a voicemail.
Is. Leave a voicemail. I will then call you back.
Yep.
But back to what we're doing. So, yeah, I think boundaries, like, get ready to get uncomfortable with making boundaries, especially during the holidays season. Well,
one thing I will say that my brother did teach me during this journey, mm-hmm. he gave me one, like, good phrase, and it was, you need to be comfortable about being uncomfortable in this journey.
Correct. Correct.
Because this journey definitely flows you through some very uncomfortable situations.
Yes.
And you just have to ride through them.
You do.
And this is definitely one of them, telling people, hey, I don't like you talking about my food or my body or weight. Mm-hmm. Makes me uncomfortable.
Yep.
And because there's plenty of other things to talk about.
There's plenty of other subjects to discuss while you're at a party, a family function, whatever it is.
And if you're listening to this and you're a support person, just know, like, it probably doesn't feel good when someone says that to you either. Mm-hmm. It doesn't have to be just a patient.
No.
It's literally a person thing. Like, most people don't like to talk about their bodies and their weight and what food they eat.
The only time they like talking about it is if they're actively losing weight.
Yes.
Then they're okay talking about it.
Yeah.
But only in a positive sense.
Yeah. In a positive manner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you're making comments about, like, oh, I guess we're not dieting today, that's going to be triggering.
Yeah. It can be for some people.
So let's just put up those boundaries.
Oh, this one's getting a little harsher, but I like it.
Okay. All right. So this is for Aunt Karen that won't stop.
Just won't stop.
She won't stop.
She's like, you've already went through, like, the turkey line. You had your fucking food, your dessert, and now she won't stop talking to you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you think you can refrain from commenting on my food, or should I sit somewhere else?
I like that.
Yep.
That's a hard. That's a I don't like to say things like that, but if you don't stop, that's what. Mm-hmm. I like that it's, like, slowly gotten a little bit more, like, intense.
Uh-huh.
Like,
yeah.
If you don't stop, I'll sit somewhere else.
No, I can move.
I can move.
I think people forget that one. So I actually did that to Eric once.
Of course you did.
Because of course I do. I do so many random things. Okay. But I have done it where I'm like, you know, I don't have to be in this room with you right now. And he looked at me and he's like, what? And I was like, I don't actually have to watch you do this, so I can just get up and move.
That's so funny.
And he's like, holy shit. And I was like, I know. I'm sorry. I really don't want to watch you play this fucking video game anymore. Like,
I do that when Zach gets a little cranky.
Right. It's like, I can leave. Like, it's fine.
Literally, we were moving the rail around in the garage and he snapped at me and I was like, I'm going to go fold some laundry. Mm-hmm. See you later. Yeah. And I removed myself from the situation because I was like, you're cranky. I don't deal well with cranky. I'm going to go into a different room. And I use it quite often with him. It's funny because with my when I was married, I had a real problem with leaving the room.
Oh, yeah.
Did you do the same thing?
I did. I followed.
You used to.
Until, I would say, it's a long time. It was like 7 and 8. We've been married 14.
Yeah.
So, yeah, year 7 and 8 is when I stopped following.
It took a long time. For Reese. Like,
oh, yeah. But no, my following was literally every room.
Oh, okay.
It was bad.
So mine was like,
I was like, right here.
Yeah. That's how I used to be. I used to be like, I want to work this out. I want to work it out now. I want
to
talk about it.
We're not going to bed. We don't go to bed like this. Never.
Oh, no.
I was up late till 4 or 5 in the morning solving shit.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. And now I'm like, you know what? You're an adult. If you have something to say to me, we can talk about it in a calm manner, but I'm going to be over here. Mm-hmm. So it's really funny how it changes from, like, even relationship to relationship.
Yep. Well, even for time, like, for now, it's like I leave the room now. I'm just like, yeah, I don't like that. And I just walked to the other room. I did that yesterday.
Oh, it's so perfect.
I was like, nope, I wasn't a fan of what you just did.
I mean, yeah, you can literally just leave the room. Yeah. You are not stuck in any situation.
Yeah, I realize. So traveling has really opened my eyes, I will say the least, because when you're around single people, it is hilarious because you literally can do whatever you want whenever you want. And when Eric hasn't gone with a couple with me, and I'll be like, oh, I can do whatever. Mm-hmm. Like, it doesn't even matter. Mm-hmm. This is wild.
like the Sunday after the award show, I'm like, I'm going to go take a nap. And you were like, I'm going to go take a bath. And I'm like, cool. A bath. We'll see you a couple hours.
Right? I was like, yeah, because you can do what you want. And if you feel uncomfortable, like I literally, when I was in Phoenix, I've told you the story probably 1,000 times, but like I got very uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. We were on the street. It was the first time I was like walking around looking good, and I was with a whole group of people I didn't know because it's training. Mm-hmm. And yeah, like people kept coming up to me, touching me, like talking to me, and I felt very uncomfortable. And I told one of the girls, and she's like, "You can go home." And I was like, I can go home.
I don't have to stay in this situation.
I don't have to be in this situation. And it's like, you can just remove yourself.
Yep.
And you don't have to, my point is you don't have to deal with the suck. You can leave.
Yes.
You can just leave any situation you don't want to be
in. So if you're at a party and you are not having fun, like it's just comment after comment, very toxic behavior, things like that. Like you can literally say, okay, well, I'm going to finish my meal and I'm going to go home.
Yeah. Like there's no time limit. Nope. Like I know our moms and grandparents are like, please at least stay, blah, 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 you know. But you know, you don't have to. You can respectfully leave and be like, I'll see you guys tomorrow or whatever. Like, come visit the ones you like later. You can, because it is not okay to just put yourself in a toxic situation for long periods of time.
Well, and
it's going to bring you down.
It's not fair to the people around you, because eventually you're going to get to that bottom comment and you're going to snap.
Yeah.
And there's no reason to. I mean, if it's warranted, like,
do your thing.
Do your thing.
Yeah.
But most of the time, you can just remove yourself from the situation.
Yeah. And it feels good. It actually feels more empowering, because you're like, you didn't get me. That's how I see it. Like, you didn't get me.
I just thought of another comment
that
you can say. Let's not talk like, or let's build each other up and not tear me down.
Yeah. Let's not tear people down right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's talk
about the good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, because that's what I view the holidays as. Like, so my family used to do this yearly Christmas party.
Okay.
And it was at my godparents' house when my godfather was still alive. And we, all of us would like just show up there. We always planned it out. We had massive amounts of food. And it was just like one of those nights where you just had a great night.
Like it's like a feast and you just have fun.
Yeah, it was like a Whoville's feast.
Yeah.
And you had all the stuff and we would all hang out. We would take pictures. We would laugh. We would do white elephant gifts.
There you go.
Like we did all of that. And it was so great because it wasn't based on anything negative. It was the most fun. Positive spot to be in. I'm sad that we don't do it anymore.
You guys should.
No.
Or what we can do is have a friend Christmas where we do that, where we have the white elephant gifts and do all those things. That would be fun.
That would be fun.
Yeah.
I'm down for that. We could do it in my highly decorated home.
Oh, you're right. It does get a little, this is the last harsh one.
Okay.
It's good though.
Okay.
Okay. If you can't respect my request to stop talking about my diet and weight, I'm not going to come have dinner with you. Invite you over or spend time with you.
That's it.
That's it. We're not hanging out.
I like it. Pretty like solid.
Like if you can't stop, we're not hanging out anymore. Mm-hmm. I like it. Like that's a firm boundary.
Yeah. Please don't talk my body. Please don't talk about what I'm eating.
Yeah.
I have a plan.
And
I won't see you if you continue to talk like that.
Yeah. And we know that like moms are harsh.
Some moms can be very harsh.
Yeah. Like we know what I've learned through holiday seasons and meeting other people, they're just like my mother-in-law or the grandparent. Like it's someone is like, you know, there's a critical one in the group.
You know, I never had that talk with my in-laws. Like I never had any comments on my weight.
That's good.
Like, I never had to deal with, like, I mean, I think that's why it took me so long to understand that I was overweight, because nobody ever talked about it.
No, it's a scary subject for people. No one wants to talk about weight.
Somebody might have in private, but I don't know.
Oh, I'm sure.
Like, there was never even like, should you be eating?
I'm sure there was comments of me like, Melanie's getting bigger. Did you see her? Mm. Oh, Melanie's getting even more bigger.
Oh, like, she just got another thing of food.
Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, I'm sure that was going through people's heads back when I was 300 pounds, but whatever.
Yeah.
Like, I don't. But that was like, I didn't know about it, so it didn't hurt. I already assumed that that was happening, but it was whatever.
Yeah.
So, yes,
that is all of the comments that you can, or responses you can give to unwanted comments.
Yeah. And then to make up your own, like making them tailored to you.
Yeah.
And eventually you can just be like, fuck you, I'm out.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know why you keep bringing it up.
I don't think most people would get past even the third or fourth response.
Right.
I think, honestly, most people would be very embarrassed that you actually combated what they said. Mm-hmm. But some people are very harsh and you may have to go to that last one.
Yeah.
And just have it in the back of your pocket just in case. Go and follow the bariatric. What was it?
Nutritionist.
The bariatric nutritionist.
Yeah. It's the .balanced.nutritionist.
Okay. So go follow her and save that post, because that it's a really good post about the comments that we get.
Well, yeah, because I think we're always combating like body shaming, right? Because we body shame ourselves.
We do. I do.
And it is very hard to hear someone else talk about parts of your body.
Yeah.
Cause like I've had that done and it feels real weird. And you're just like, what are you doing right now? Cause now all of a sudden you don't feel like a person, like you feel like an object and you're like, this is not, it doesn't make me feel comfortable. Like, why are we talking about my arms right now? I didn't bring up my arm. Like that's the rule, is like, if they bring it up, you guys can have a conversation.
It's like, if you think somebody's pregnant, you never bring it up.
You never ask until they talk.
Anything until they say something.
Right.
Because they might not be. And then you look like a fucking bitch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like a very like.
You look like the asshole.
You're not being thoughtful or considerate and whatever.
They might just be gaining a little bit of weight. And I've literally had somebody ask me if I was pregnant.
It sucks.
I mean, it was fine. He was a little off. Like, he was a guy that used to come into one of my dental work offices that I work for, and I was sitting down and he goes, are you pregnant? And I go, nope, just fat.
Oh my God.
And he just looks at me and I'm like, and he just turned around and walked out the door.
You're like, yep, just said that.
Yep. Because I was like, nope, you just like literally tore my whole heart out.
Yeah.
So this is the response that I'm going to say.
And that's what sucks, is like, we don't need comments like that.
No.
Like, and people don't need to ask about pregnancies. I know like a lot of moms really don't like being touched while they're pregnant. People just walking up, just grabbing them. Like, that's not okay.
Yes.
I just don't know where the line, when did the line get blurred of like talking about people's body shapes, sizes.
Well, I think that, and hear me out on this, I think with the body positivity movement, and I'm not saying that people are correct by doing this, but I think as people are talking more about different shapes, different weights,
that's why they're more comfortable.
I think people might view that as like, I'm okay to comment on whatever I want.
Oh, like it's an open door.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. For everyone.
And I love the body positivity.
I do too.
We've had several discussions about how great it is. And as long as it's not affecting your health, like, that's great.
Yeah.
If you feel comfortable in
your
body,
own skin.
Yeah. That's great. Because that's where most of us are trying to get.
Yeah. We're trying to get to be comfortable.
So, and as long as it's not affecting your weight, but I think it kind of opened the door to more comments are more easier to like say out loud because, and I think honestly, like us being open as bariatric patients, I think some people may view that also
as an open
door that you can comment on my life and my food and my body.
Yeah. Well, I think that's because like especially for us and any other people that share your story, for anybody that shares your story online, I think they think because we've opened the door, then they can just have free game. And it's like, hey, we're still human. We're still people. It wouldn't feel good if I asked that to you. So let's just respect.
Yeah.
You know, back and forth, because me and you really live by the whole kindergarten rule: treat people how you want to be treated.
Yeah. If you like, treat me with respect, I treat you with
immediately
respect.
Yeah. Like, there's never a difference. Like, that's one of the reasons why, like, me and Kelly have such a diverse group of friends.
Yeah.
And because we don't care who you are, like, as long as you treat us with respect and mm-hmm. yourself with respect, mm-hmm. then we're going to talk to you and hang out with you and we're going to like support each other.
100%.
So like once you start deviating yeah. from that, that's where the problem lies.
Yeah. Like, I actually was thinking about this, though. Some people. So if you get a rude comment. Mm-hmm. Okay. And then you have a response back and you basically say, like, I'm good with this. Like, please don't talk about it.
Yeah.
Some people might come back and say, well, you share your whole story about it online. Why can't
mm-hmm.
I comment yeah. on that? You know? So then it would be like, I share my story to help others.
Yeah.
And I did not share my story so you could comment on A, B, and C.
Yeah, on my food choices, yes. the items that I grab, the things mm-hmm. I drink. Like, if that's I'm eating different.
Again, like, you have no idea whether I worked out four times that day already
right.
and need to eat all of the food to keep my energy up.
Right.
Like, kind of keep into your brain that you don't know what this person is doing when you're not with them.
And the one thing that's helped me over the years with this crap is facts.
Yeah.
You throw facts at them. Yep. They shut up real quick.
Yeah. Because if you say, well, I actually worked out this morning. Mm-hmm. And so my goal is 125 grams of protein and I'm only at 80. So, yeah, I really do need to eat again.
Yeah. Just throw the numbers. Because, they go, well, oh,
yeah.
Oh,
because if awesome. You're like, oh, I have a plan, then what are they? They're not going to dispute you.
No, so. Not at all. So throw the fucking facts mm-hmm. at them. Ignore them mm-hmm. and just do you. Make sure you're happy on this holiday because it's your holiday, too.
Yeah. And it just goes back to, like, if you're not enjoying yourself, please just know that it's not outlandish for you to just go home.
Yeah. Tag us. Like, say mm-hmm. if you go somewhere and you didn't have a good time because of whatever happened, mm-hmm. tag us. Tell us what happened. And yeah. then we'll talk to you and hang out with you. Like, mm-hmm. we want to know because it's not fun.
No. To and deal with that. I've taken myself out of a lot of situations recently, like, mm-hmm. within the first this year of, you know what? That doesn't really like align with what I want.
Yeah.
And I don't really want to be there with you. So mm-hmm. I'm just going to pull back and just do my own thing right? for now.
And it feels good.
It does feel good.
It does.
It's
feels
hard.
Very, very,
very hard. And that's very. What she said. But
just the way we like it.
Yes. Hard and impactful.
And empowering.
Yeah. Got you.
Oh, my God. This is great.
Okay. All right, people. Well, if you guys need any support for this holiday season, don't hesitate to right. ask us.
We're please, your girls.
If you need more than that, join our Benji group mm-hmm. or, you know, just go over. The tribe is always there. So
she is.
Yes. So they have a great system over there and it gives you lots and lots of support. I know that she is doing a new challenge.
For, yeah.
So go look that up because it's a free challenge if you're in the tribe and it's a usually she does them for 3 months.
Yep. They do like a quarter at a time.
Yes. So go and check that out. If you need more support, let us know. We will help you figure out what kind of support you need.
That's right. And get all your merch.
Yes. Get all of your JBY merch. Get your contact us either DMing or emailing hello@oursleevelifepodcast.com.
That's right.
And get all of your merch for that and be ready to hit it big with the new year.
That's right. Yeah. Because the deal is like where this is coming out before Christmas. So you guys can go to our website and get just OSLP merch. And so just check it out because you might be able to like get someone a little present. Or a little stocking stuffer.
Yeah, if you have a berry bestie mm-hmm. and you guys both listen to us, like that's kind of a cool gift to get them something.
Yeah,
that they can something wear.
Fun.
Yeah, and as always, like we're always here.
Yeah,
we're always here for you, and we hope everybody has a great Christmas, great New Year.
That's right, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, whatever all you celebrate, the
all of the holidays, and we can't wait to share more news with you in the new year. All about what we got going on for the next award show and all of the other things that just we have planned.
We are having a tour coming up.
Yes. Yes, we are.
Stay tuned.
Yes. Stay tuned. Make sure that you go over to our website and sign up for our newsletter also.
Because the newsletter will actually give you more information mm-hmm. before anybody else does.
Yes.
So like this tour that I'm talking about, you don't know the dates yet.
Or the locations.
But we do.
We do. And I would hope we do.
And our Benchies will know first. And yes. our people that are on the newsletter know first. So
yes. Yes. And if you sign up for our newsletter, we do have a free ebook. Yeah, so
it's fun.
It is really fun. So go over, do that, do all of the things. And we love you guys. And we will see you
next time.
Bye. Hey, listeners, if you've enjoyed your time with us, please rate, review, and subscribe on any platform that you get your podcasts. Also, check us out on patreon.com/OSLP for exclusive content with your favorite girls ever.
Yeah.
And also check out our YouTube page. Subscribe, hit that little bell so you get notified when our new videos drop a week after they are released.
Yeah, and we would like to give a big thank you to Anne-Marie Cruz for our logos, Eric Vaughn with 17th Street Studios because he provides our music and our recording space. Thanks for listening to our Sleep Live podcast, where we are breaking that stigma one episode at a time.